This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A World Health Organization panel is criticizing China and other countries for not moving to stem the initial outbreak of the coronavirus earlier and questioned whether the UN Health Agency should have labeled it a pandemic sooner. In a report issued Monday, the panel said that Chinese authorities could have applied their efforts more forcefully in January, shortly after the coronavirus began sickening clusters of people. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday that the world was on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure on distributing COVID-19 vaccines, urging countries and manufacturers to share doses more fairly around the world.
We now face the real danger that even as vaccines bring hope to some, they become another brick in the wall of inequality between
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has said the prospects for equitable distribution are at serious risk, just as its vaccine sharing scheme, COVAX, aims to start distributing inoculations next month. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to quickly extend restrictions barring travel by most people who have recently been in much of Europe and Brazil soon after President Donald Trump lifted those requirements effective January the 26th. Mr. Trump signed an order on Monday lifting the restrictions he imposed earlier last year in response to the pandemic after winning support from coronavirus task force members and public health officials. Soon after Mr. Trump's order was made public, Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki tweeted, "On the advice of our medical team, the administration does not intend to lift these restrictions on January 26th. She added that with the pandemic worsening and more contagion variants emerging around the world, this is not the time to be lifting restrictions. This is VOA News. The tightest security measures in recent memory are in place in Washington, D.C., just ahead of Wednesday's inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States. National Guard soldiers from across the East Coast continued to arrive in the city. The streets of the U.S. Capitol were eerily empty, and it seemed their number may have dissuaded all but the most determined protester from returning to the city after the shocking events of January the 6th at the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that several Senate committees will be hearing today from some of President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet nominees.
Information hearings start today for key members of Joe Biden's cabinet, but it's doubtful any will be confirmed in time for Wednesday's inauguration. The National Security Council will likely be bare on the first day of Joe Biden's presidency. Although confirmation hearings are being held today in Senate committees for the nominees to head the State Department, Homeland Security, the intelligence community, and the Pentagon, none is likely to be approved when Joe Biden takes his oath of office. Generally, the defense secretary is sworn in on inauguration day, but political tensions have caused delays. And nominee Lloyd Austin, recently retired from the Army, needs a waiver. Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen's also testifying. In prepared remarks, she's urging Congress to do more to offset the fiscal ravages of the pandemic. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Raw feelings about President Donald Trump 4 years ago led to Democrat-caused delays, except for James Mattis at the Pentagon. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is demanding free access of media to the court hearing, which he called the highest degree of lawlessness, after a Moscow judge ruled that he should be held in police custody for 30 days. This follows his arrival back in Russia Sunday, when he was immediately detained. Violent protests erupted in several Tunisian cities as the country reels from economic turmoil. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has this report.
Police used tear gas to disperse disgruntled protesters who blocked roads by burning tires and threw stones and other objects at police and businesses. The uproar is a culmination of Tunisians' anger that the country is on the verge of bankruptcy and has dire public services. Many feel disappointed that on the 10-year anniversary of the revolution that ousted autocratic President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, there is little to show in terms of improvement. Police swooped in as shops and banks were looted and vandalized, arresting dozens of youths. According to the Tunisian Forum of Economic and Social Rights, more than 1,000 demonstrations took place in November alone. I'm Karen Chamas.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.